Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys. Welcome to the annual spring concert by your Cupertino Symphonic Band. This is an all-volunteer ensemble whose members represent a wide range of occupations and musical backgrounds. They share a common interest, making music for your enjoyment. As the great violinist Isaac Stern said, music is not an acquired culture. It is an active part of natural life. Now please welcome our band president and conductor, David Frederick. From time to time, we have presented compositions featuring various sections of the band. Our opening selection featured the horns in a composition by the American educator, horn player, and composer, Burton E. Hardin. Since it was first published in 1996, it has become a popular piece for school, military, and community bands. Here is our fanfare opener, Caught by the Horns. As neighbors of Mexico, we have become familiar with their language, customs, food, and music. Many American composers have written pieces with a Mexican theme. Today we feature one by H. Owen Reed, who is professor of music at Michigan State University. In honor of the 100th anniversary of his birth, we present the final movement of his Mexican folk song symphony. The composer describes the music with these words: "A Mexican fiesta is an integral part of their religious heritage and brings together several elements: town bands, bullfights, circuses, and cantinas. The celebration is a study in contrast, serious and comical, festive and solemn, devout and pagan, boisterous and tender." The band now plays the final movement entitled Carnival from La Fiesta Mexicana.
Thank you.
From time to time, a productive and talented composer achieves his claim to fame with just one composition. Such is the case with Tommaso Albinoni, born in 1671, died in 1751. The eldest son of a wealthy Italian merchant, he was a violinist, court musician, and composer. In addition to about 50 operas, he wrote considerable chamber music and solo concertos. Yet his music and name fell into musical obscurity until 1945, when a brief portion of a piece for organ and strings was discovered by musicologist and biographer Remo Giosati, who reconstructed the sketchy notes into a dramatic tribute to Albinoni. One musical historian cites it as an example of a composer who was famous for a piece he did not write. This little dig aside, the lovely piece will forever be known as the Albinoni Adagio. In 1685 were born two of the greatest composers of the late Baroque period, Johann Sebastian Bach, who died in 1750, and George Frederick Handel, who died in 1759. Handel was pushed by his surgeon father to become a lawyer. However, after impressing a duke with his organ playing, he was able to pursue a career in music. While working as a church and court organist in various cities in Germany and Italy, he composed over 30 operas and 20 oratorios, the most famous being his masterpiece, Messiah. His music was also well received in London, so much so that Handel became a naturalized British citizen and lived there for the last half of his life. Among his most popular orchestral compositions are the Water Music and Fireworks Music. The latter was his last major public success and is a suite for wind instruments to accompany the festivities in one of London's royal parks. An arrangement by our saxophone player Greg Wong, the man the band now plays, the Royal Fireworks Music. Thank you. Gioachino Rossini was, by anyone's standards, one of the most gifted composers who ever lived. His operas include some of the most popular ever written, including The Barber of Seville, La Cenerentola, or Cinderella, Othello, An Italian in Algiers, William Tell, La Gazza Ladra. Born in 1792, he died in 1868. His life overlapping the elder Beethoven for 35 years. Beethoven was one of his admirers and told him, "Your music will be played as long as Italian opera exists." Born to musical parents, Rossini was a performer and composer from an early age. At age 37, he completed his 39th opera, William Tell. He was to live for another 39 years, but due to waning health, never wrote another one. He spent the last 20 years of his life in Paris, composing church music and piano and vocal pieces. More than any other operatic composer, Rossini's overtures are consistent concert favorites. Here's one of the most popular. The band now plays La Gazza Ladra.
Thank you.
And before our break, a couple of announcements. First of all, on behalf of Community Services, thank you for your food donations at all these concerts. On behalf of the band, thank you for your cash donations to this nonprofit group, which you can deposit in the old tuba by the door. Thank you to Mata Vista High School, especially the music department, for the use of their facilities, especially the percussion array that you see here at the concert. And now, one last item before our break, our Vice President Roxanne Wall has a special presentation.
I'm Roxanne Wall, and I'm the Vice President of the band, and have been off and on for the last 20 years. So I am presenting this to our conductor, Dave, as a thank you from the band. It's in well-deserved wine, and some gift certificates like to Starbucks. If the wine wears off, then it's the Starbucks. Thank you very much.
We'll now have our standard 14-minute intermission. And welcome back to the second half of our concert. One music historian has written that the world honors Johann Sebastian Bach as one of the great music masters of all time, possibly the greatest. His first major biographer said, "He is the river to which all other composers are tributaries." Born in 1685 and died in 1750, the German composer, teacher, and organist had an outstanding career in all these areas, devoting most of his life to church work. Among the over 1,000 compositions for which he is remembered are the Well-Tempered Clavier for Keyboard, the Orchestral Brandenburg Concertos, the B Minor Mass, and the St. Matthew's Passion. His offspring, numbering 20 between two wives, included many who were great composers in their own right. Bach's devotion to the Almighty was perhaps the inspiration that led to the purity of his music. That in turn made it suitable for transcription for various instrumental combinations. From one of his concertos for harpsichord and strings, Greg Wong has prepared an arrangement which highlights our saxophone section. The band now presents Bach's Concerto in F minor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Spanish and Latin American music, with its rhythmic vitality and strong melodic appeal, is one of the most enjoyable idioms of our times. Jaime Texidor was a Spanish composer, conductor, and publisher who was born in 1884 and died in 1957. After early training, he joined the Army as a saxophone player and later became conductor of a regimental band. Texidor composed over 500 pieces, the best known of which is one which our band members surely will recall from their high school band days, and still a favorite of community bands. Here's the rousing Spanish march, Amparito Roca. In the late 1860s, the Russian Five, or Mighty Five, as they were later called, began a movement to espouse the cause of Russian musical nationalism. The best known member of this group of composers was Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, born in 1844, died in 1908. From an aristocratic naval family, he was exposed to music in childhood through piano lessons from his father. Although sent to a naval college and a tour of duty at sea, he found time to compose. Later appointments as inspector of naval bands and professor at the St. Petersburg Conservatory helped further his career. In all, Rimsky-Korsakov produced a dozen operas and a wide variety of orchestral music. His most popular compositions include the Russian Eastern Overture, Capriccio Espanol, and the Fantasy on Arabian Nights, and his most popular composition entitled Scheherazade. From the opera The Snow Maiden, the band has chosen a piece from the third act, in which the acrobats dance for the Tsar. Here is the Dance of the Tumblers. Over the centuries of civilization, poets have written about life, death, and beyond. The 17th century English poet John Dryden wrote in a song for St. Celia's Day these words: "So when the last and dreadful hour this crumbling pageant shall devour. The trumpet shall be heard on high, the dead shall live, the living die, and music shall untune the sky. Composers have also expressed fascination with the metaphysical. Our next selection won first prize in a national band contest in Naples in 1878. The composer Camillo De Nardis was the longtime director of the conservatory in that Italian city. The piece is made up of several contrasting melodious movements. After the opening theme, you will hear the trumpets in a fanfare representing the choir of angels. Here is the Universal Judgment.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your continued attendance and support over all these years. Our final concert of the season will be on Thursday, June the 3rd, as we will begin the series of the Cupertino Summer Park Concert. Thursday, June the 3rd, 6:30 p.m., not 6 as shown in our program. Now in our traditional closing, here's the Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you.